Global leaders are heading to Copenhagen for the second week of a UN climate conference, hoping to agree a political deal for future action. US President Barack Obama is coming, despite originally saying he would only come at the beginning of the conference. He's bringing forward a proposal to lower emissions by 17% below 2005 levels, but any agreement must still be approved by senators and the US Congress. Meanwhile, environment ministers yesterday struggled to nudge forward the climate, and police detained more than 250 protesters on the second day of mass action. Church leaders handed a petition with 500,000 signatures to the United Nations and prayed for climate justice. Members of Caritas Internationalis are attending the Copenhagen climate talks, and its Secretary General Leslie Ann Knight told us that everyone can play a part in fighting global warming.
I think a lot of people, our own public supporters, but also generally the public at large, are looking, I think, to have a bit more reassurance than just perhaps dodgy scientific facts. They're looking for a little bit more depth around issues to do with morals, with ethics, with lifestyle. They're looking to have a broader perspective on what they personally can do about this. And often their influence perhaps on governments, their influence on the really big picture, the sort of macro issues, are not attainable, or something not within their grasp. So I think from the faith perspective, what we offer is simple looking at what we can do, each individual one of us, within our families, our communities, within our organizations, and that is the yeast within the mass that at the end of the day is going to really make the difference.